time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, March 22nd. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. California's largest home insurance company, State Farm, has announced it will not renew some 72,000 policies in the state this year, adding to those already dropped following fires and floods in California. In a statement to policyholders, the company says 30,000 residential policies covering homeowners and rental properties will be canceled, along with 42,000 commercial properties. Notices are going out now, and policies won't be renewed on their due date. Those policyholders will be forced to find other insurance companies from a shrinking pool offering insurance in California, or go to the state's far more expensive FAIR plan. With only a few ballots left to count, it appears that Santa Rosa City Council member Democrat Chris Rogers will move on to face Republican Mike Greer in the November race for Assembly in District 2. According to the Press Democrat, when tabulating votes across Sonoma, Mendocino, and Humboldt counties, Rogers leads by 1,489 votes over Rusty Hicks, and the number of outstanding ballots across all three counties is likely lower than that. Customers of PG&E may see a credit on their next month's utility bill. The company announced the amount of their California Climate Credit Program on their website. The electric credit is calculated at $55.17, the gas credit at $85.46, for a total of just over $140. In sports, the Warriors are home against the Pacers tonight. And your forecast, cloudy skies with rain moving in by late morning. Look for upper 50s and low 60s. Tonight, rain tapering off and ending before midnight. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, we are expecting rain through much of the day, possibly some thundershowers. Highs in the 50s. Maybe a sprinkle early Sunday, then turning mostly sunny for the afternoon. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom or in the process of rebuilding, Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park is your local diamond-certified company. With a huge selection of quality wood cabinets, stainless and porcelain sinks, quartz, and granite countertops to suit any kitchen or bathroom decor. Here's another satisfied Cabinets 101 customer.
Hi, I'm Kathy Hodgson. I think the word professional is overused, but Cabinets 101 truly gave us professional service. From our first design ideas to the final details, Stan was knowledgeable, responsive, and he got the job done. Cabinets 101 made our cabinets a beautiful part of our new home. We like to work with local businesses, and we're happy to recommend Cabinets 101.
Bring in your project measurements, and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park or online at cabinets101.net.
DJ's Sash and Glass is a full-service residential window and glass company. DJ's has served Sonoma County since 1960, and they're three generations strong. DJ's specializes in custom shower doors. They'll get your window or shower door quote done and back to you within 48 hours. Add a touch of class to your glass. Call DJ's Sash and Glass at 546-7344 for your shower door replacement. Wilgen Court in Santa Rosa, online at djsglass.com.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. This month marks our 38th anniversary as a family-owned business in the Bay Area. And our anniversary sale has been so popular, we're extending it for another week. From now to March 25th, everything in every store will be 30% off. That's everything. Carpet, hardwood, tile, waterproof flooring, even quartz countertops. It's The Floor Store's 38th anniversary celebration, and you're invited. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
2.7 The Wolf. All right, guys, into the 8 o'clock hour we go. And I got a whole laundry list of good stuff stacked up and ready. CCR's coming up in a couple moments. Also got Fleetwood Mac, some Billy Joel, AC/DC, REM's on the way. Also Madonna, Def Leppard, Gloria Estefan, and the Miami Sound Machine coming up as well. And we're going to rewind the year 1979 coming up.
I said you want to be starting something. Get under. Yeah, yeah. You're stuck in the middle. Yeah, yeah. And the pain is through.
was a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen the rain? I won't know, have you ever seen the rain? Coming down. We'll be right back.
Time for another update on the roadways. We always give you traffic at the 15s and 45s. Once again, from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch. How we looking?
A little more slow traffic developing on 101 heading into Santa Rosa. Good morning. Traffic sponsored by ExpressPros.com. From Yolanda up to Highway 12, it is now a bit sluggish. On southbound 101 from Nave Drive to the Civic Center in Marin, it is stacked up. It's a 38-minute commute now between Petaluma and San Rafael. Again, smart system, partial closure for the weekend because of the ongoing work at the new North Petaluma station. That is weather permitting. Let Express Employment Professionals help you hire for contract or full-time jobs. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviews with unqualified applicants. Go to ExpressPros.com to find the location near you. That's ExpressPros.com. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
King Tut's treasures are a hit in San Francisco's Pace of the Legion of Honor. Kramer vs. Kramer is the top Oscar winner, Best Picture, and Dustin Hoffman for Best Actor. In Sonoma County, Peggy Fleming headlines the big show at the Ice Arena. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf rewinds 1979.
Limousine with your fine Paul Gavin. You out. You had to have a white hot spotlight. You had to be a big shot last night.
From 1979 and Big Shot. Right here at 102.7 The Wolf, I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels. Frontier Airlines will now let you pay extra to keep the middle seat open. Now, I don't know about you when you fly or not, but if I don't want anybody sitting next to me, well, I just go in the overhead bin and take out my ukulele. That usually sums it up.
time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, March 22nd. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Alaska Airlines is launching service to Las Vegas from the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport starting on October 1st. According to the company website, it will become their seventh nonstop destination. And yes, on Alaska Airlines, wine still flies free. Petaluma police are asking for the public's help in identifying two people suspected of stealing over $1,000 in copper wire from its Petaluma store on Thursday, March 14th. A day earlier, another robbery took place when two men stole $1,500 in merchandise. Those suspects have been identified and police are following up. If you happen to know any information about the two people who stole the copper wire, please contact the Petaluma Police Department. After an extensive study, the Eel Russian River Project Authority has made its decision on the best way to proceed with water diversions from the Eel River to the Russian River following the removal of the Potter Valley Dam. Based on technical presentations from engineers, biologists, and water managers, a pumping system will be put in place to send water through the existing tunnel system to the Russian River. Sonoma Water secured a $2 million grant for the project to go towards additional planning and development. In sports, LPGA star So-Young Yoo has announced her retirement from professional golf at the ripe old age of 33. And your forecast today, cloudy skies with rain moving in by late morning. Look for upper 50s and low 60s. Tonight, rain tapering off, ending well before midnight. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, we are expecting rain through much of the day, possibly some thundershowers. Highs in the 50s. An early chance of a shower Sunday, then turning mostly sunny for the afternoon. Sonoma County.